This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. Howaku is an online platform that offers an all-in-one web optimization analytics solution. They provide a set of easy-to-use UX testing tools to help you visually understand your visitors so you can focus on improving conversion rates. Now, part of Scale Up Malaysia's latest cohort, Donald Ng, explains future plans and possibilities. Good morning, Donald.
Good morning, Frida.
I'm very intrigued about what you do. Before we get into Howaku, right, tell me about yourself, Donald.
Hi, I'm Donald Ng. I'm the founder and CEO of Howaku.
What was your background? What were you doing before you started Howaku?
Right. I'm a full-time software developer for 10 years, right? I specialize in UI UX. And yeah, and during my free time, I like to build and work on new projects, software projects, right? And yeah.
Okay. Now with Howaku, do you have co-founders and what do they bring to the table?
Yeah, no. Actually, I started Howaku all by myself. So I'm the sole founder.
So you're the only one behind it. So what is the logic behind the name Howaku?
Yeah, so Howaku is actually an acronym for how you know users, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So as the name suggested, it is how we help you to get to know your users, who are your users, what they do on your website, where they come from, and how they use your service, right? So essentially, it's just a made-up name, lah.
Okay.
And I thought it would be really cool to give a meaning to it, yeah.
Right. And it sounds Japanese a little bit, right?
Yeah, a bit.
Okay, so what did you feel was missing in the marketplace and the solutions when you started Howaku?
Yeah, like one time when back when I'm still on my full-time job, my previous job, one time I was researching for one of these commercial optimization tools, right? And I found that most of these tools are absurdly expensive, as their pricing can go anywhere from $300 per month up to $2,000-$3,000 US dollar per month, right? And realistically speaking, how many SMEs can really afford this kind of pricing, right? Especially when they are coming from this part of the world.
Yeah.
So I thought, hey, I can actually build something like that to close this gap, right? And with something that is much more accessible for the SMEs market and having all these essential features packed within just a single platform, right? And as a plus point, starting this business is also a dream of mine where I get to have a lifetime access to an awesome optimization platform that I love, proud, and built by myself.
Right. And so when did you start this though?
I started working on this back in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I started working on it as a side project.
Right.
And yeah, and with a full-time job, right? And I started working on it during the weekends, during the holidays. Yeah, and since 2019 and up until 2020 when we started getting some traction, and I took the leap of faith and quit my job and going full time on it.
Right. And of course, did the pandemic actually help your business?
Yeah, the pandemic definitely accelerated the growth in the tech industry and especially in the e-commerce adoption in the Southeast Asia, right? Mm-hmm. And which means there are more business to us, and many of them are the first-time shop owners, right? Online shop owners, and which definitely would be benefited with our services.
Right. Okay. So basically, this is your business is very much a B2B business. Are you focusing more on SMEs? Is that the idea?
Right. Exactly.
Okay. And the price point, you know, when you said it's not 300 to whatever thousand US, what would be the price point for someone who wants to use your services?
Yeah, for our services, we are charging on a subscription-based model. And our pricing are starting at as low as 80 ringgit per month up to 400 ringgit per month.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's more definitely more workable. Do you have customers largely in Malaysia or also overseas?
Yeah, actually, our customers are mostly coming from overseas. And most of the attractions are coming from India, coming from US, Canada, and from that part of the world, I would say.
Right, okay. And are you supported with a team of people? And how easy is it to find the right people to work with?
Yeah, at the moment, we are a two-man team. And we are looking to expand our teams and grow our team by this year. Looking for talents to join our team and scale our company.
Right. Okay, so how do you compare your services with other providers other than price? What else would you consider to be a USP for you guys?
When compared against our competitors, like you mentioned, our price point made us the best value in the market at the moment. And not only that, we also have the most we also have every essential optimization features that you cannot find in our competitors. Like we are only one package, right? So you can find these features A on these competitors A and competitors B, and we combine it all in just one single platform. And not only that, we also have these smart recommendation tools that we will also help business owners to free up their time by actually showing them what they can do to increase their online revenue.
Right.
So our direction is not just merely a tool. What we are trying to do is we are trying to provide a solution. Because if we are just a tool is essentially just useful for people who know how to use it. And in this case, it is the product and the marketing teams, right? So for the major problem that SME has with commercial optimization is that usually they have a very small team and may not have the dedicated resource to help them to run all these optimization strategies. Right. So what we are trying to do is we're trying to provide this solution to help these SMEs to come up with optimization ideas and all that.
Okay. I know you have several solutions. I want to go through each of these solutions. But before that, just take me through the journey. Say I'm an SME, I'm a retailer, and I come to you and I go to your website. What is that process like? Or an ideal customer in your case, right? After all, it's about know your customer, right? What in an ideal case, what is the process that goes that will help them?
Yeah, so for example, you are a e-commerce store owners, right? You come to our site, you sign up for an account and install just a single line of JavaScript, just a single line of tracking code on your website. And all that is you need to do to get access to up to 13 optimization features for our service. And from there, our tracking tools will start tracking on your website and start collecting data points.
Right.
And from there, you'll be able to see the session recordings, right, and heat maps and perform all these kind of optimization features.
So from the you're saying so you'll be able to know when there's the traffic most highest, the kind of visitors that are coming in, what kind of products are selling well, that sort of thing, right? So this is your basic, I guess, initially they just want to know that at first before they get more sophisticated, right? Okay, so we'll go through the different kind of things that you have in just a moment. I'm here with Donald Ng from Howoku. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Be free, Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. If you've just joined us, I'm speaking to Donald Ng from Hawuku, which is an online platform that offers an all-in-one web optimization and analytics solution. They are part of ScaleUp Malaysia's latest cohort. So, you know, just earlier on, you were saying that a retailer will come in, an e-commerce site will come in, and they're able to now get better analysis of their customers and, I guess, help them in the conversion of their customers. So your current features include, I was looking through your website, session recording, dynamic heat maps, A-B split testing, web personalization, feedback widget, pop-up survey, event optimization, traffic analysis, and conversion funnel. Can you explain some of the key ones?
Right. Like, for example, for the session recordings, right? Yeah, you can think about the session recordings as the CCTV for your website. Yeah, where you get to record every movement of your visitors that is coming to your website, and you can look back on some of the crucial video footage on your visitors, whether to find out why they drop off and maybe rage clicking on a button on your website. So from there, you see this video, and then you can review the fault in your system and you can fix those as soon as possible, right? And the other key features is like the dynamic heat map, which is a visual way to help you to understand what is going on your website, where you see the hot spot on your web page. The heat map can help you to find out where users think something is clickable, but it is actually not. What is your visitors are looking for, and how much of the page is visible for your visitors when they are viewing on the page, and all that kind of stuff, right?
Right. Okay. What is A-B split testing?
Yeah. So A-B split testing is when you run a test on your website, and by comparing a different version of your website to find out the most successful version that is increasing your sales revenue and conversions, right? A-B testing, what you can do is you can change any given elements on your website, the font size, the style, the text, the colors, to test out a new variation that is potentially going to help you improve your conversion rates. Yeah, so usually you want to try to change your landing page headlines with a more value-oriented statements or text on your call to action.
What about event automation?
Yeah, event automation is automation on your workflow. Like, for example, someone fill up your form, you can actually set up this event automation to automatically send a email to your customers, like a thank you message or a confirming email, automatically sending something like that to them, right? And or if someone purchasing something off of your website, you can also do an automation, event automation to them.
So so far, your customers have largely been e-commerce companies. Or what do you see? What kind of customers are coming to you now?
Yeah, most of our customers are in the e-commerce and digital marketing agency segment.
Okay. Why did you decide to take part in ScaleUp Malaysia?
I believe I first heard about ScaleUp Malaysia from the app Clubhouse.
Okay.
And I don't exactly remember what was the topic or the room was about, but I think it was Aaron Sama from ScaleUp Malaysia, who is the one promoting and encouraging startup to applying for it. Yeah, so then I went to apply for it. Then the next thing I know is I got invited for the initial pitch, and then I was shortlisted as one of the top 20 companies. Yeah, throughout the 3 months, very intensive program. Yeah, it really changed a lot of the way that I approach for the business.
Right.
Yeah, and into a more data and KPI driven company.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say.
Okay. How has the 3 months? What was the 3 months? New understanding for you?
Yeah, we went through a lot of classes. That is all the fundamental in the business. It was essentially a very intensive 3 months MBA course that we absorbed in, and there are also very highly experienced mentors that are guiding me through some of the hardest business decisions, as well as giving me some of the best business advices.
Right. Yeah. Okay. When you say a hardest business decision, what, for example, in your case, would be a hard business decision?
For example, I'm a first-time founder, right? This is my first ventures. There's a lot of business decision that can really make or break your product, right? Like, for example, one of the dilemma that I have on building my product is that I was just wondering if I'm building too many features on the platforms, right? If I'm offering too much or if I should keep on building more because a lot of these features seems very promising. So my mentor, Andre Sekira, actually told me about, so don't just build all these features for the sake of building. So you actually need to go talk to your customers to really know what they want from you. And those are the things that you need to be building, right? Yeah, right. So it is something this simple, but it never really came across to me because as a product person, I always keep thinking about what is the next thing that I need to be building.
Right, because you're a software engineer, right? And you're a geek. It's fun.
true. That's true. I mean, it is also a easy excuse for the software engineers to take on because building stuff is fun and it is often the most easiest things to do, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So you got to step back and think like an entrepreneur now.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so that's why I don't really write that much code anymore at this stage. Yeah, so most of the times I just think about what is the right direction and how do we take on the market with our product and our directions and to align with our visions.
Right. So obviously at this point you're looking at investors.
Yes, we are looking for investors to push our growth in the companies.
Okay, so now that you've gone through the whole program and if you've got investors or even without investors, right, what are your growth plan strategy for this year and beyond?
Yeah, for this year, I would say we would be focusing on content marketing, right? We'll be focusing on content marketing and pay-per-click campaigns. And also we'll be focusing on partnerships, establishing partnerships with digital marketing agencies, with SaaS platforms, as well as startup incubators and accelerators to reach the startup communities.
Right. So it, a lot more collaborations and it's better for you because you're a one-man show. So at least by tying up with these people, you're actually, you know, have more arms and legs.
Right. I mean, that would definitely help us to scale the company in a much exponential way, I would say. Yeah.
Right. Okay. All the best, Donald. And, you know, look forward to seeing more exciting things coming up from you. I was speaking to Donald Ng from Hawuku. You've been listening to Open for Business. I'm Frida Liu, BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with bossbelly.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.